So I just got an alert that one of those child sex offenders moved into my neighborhood, right down at the end of the street. What the fuck is wrong with these people? Are they such fucking losers that they can only get it up by looking at vulnerable little kids? Have they been rejected by real women so much that they have to prey on helpless children in order to easily overpower? Force them to do whatever perverted acts they want. I mean, I know my own young daughter is just as pretty as can be with those big blue eyes, that long honey-colored hair, her innocent youthful nature. But the thought of some sicko looking at her sexually, imagining her naked little body under cute school uniform as she's waiting for the bus, wishing he could get her off by himself so he can unbutton her shirt to look at and rub her flat little chest, pinch and suck on those tiny nipples, molest her. But what he'd really want to do is get those pants off. Yeah, that's his real prize. Get them off so he can yank down her panties and get a good look at that bald underage cunt of hers. It's fucking sick, I tell you. Who thinks like that? They should all be locked up and the key tossed away forever, if you ask me. I mean, now I'm going to be terrified that I'm going to wake up one night after hearing a noise, go in her room, and find her on her knees, being forced to suck on his big cock, his strong hands on her little head, tangled in her hair, moving her back and forth, with her jaw forced wide. Her little lips stretched around his fat dick. Her choking and gagging every time his cock head hits the back of her throat. Tears streaming from her eyes as her tiny hands hopelessly try to push him away so she can at least breathe. But he just laughs and continues to rape that warm little mouth. It's just too much. I have too many other goddamn things going on in my life that I need to worry about without having to guard against some fucked up pedophile scum sneaking into my home at night to molest and rape my young daughter. I don't think I'll ever be comfortable letting her go out and play in the yard anymore. You just turn your head for 1 minute to check Facebook and bam, she's gone. Just like that. Abducted. And then he'll have her in the privacy of his own home where he can just do whatever nasty and perverted shit he wants with her. Like stripping her, tying her up expertly, licking every inch of her smooth, hairless body, fingering her little holes before laying her down on his bed, spreading her legs, slowly forcing himself into her, tearing her open as he takes her virginity. Panties are stuffed in her mouth to stifle her desperate screams. It's an innocent child, for God's sake. What kind of monster wants to rape a precious little girl? She should be at home playing, not having rough, bareback sex with the burly, broad-shouldered neighborhood molester. And to think of him slowly shoving his his big dick as far as it will go into her tight and tiny pussy, carefully stretching her out around his considerable girth before beginning to thrust into her repeatedly, pounding her deflowered cunt so hard that she sinks into the bed with each heavy impact of a strong, muscled body against her tiny, delicate frame. And then finally, after a seeming eternity of this brutal punishment, he grunts, tenses, and shoots his hot load deep into her, just flooding her little body with his massive spurts of thick cum as she lays there underneath him, helpless and whimpering. It just boggles my mind that we allow the kind of people that dream about doing these things to even continue to exist. I'm usually against the death penalty and all, but if someone even thinks of my child in a sexual way, well, no method is too painful for them, in my opinion.